Next, the Hudson Mohawk Magazine brings you Willie Terry with his ongoing coverage of labor issues in the Capital Region. This week, he'll be covering an event commemorating the 50th anniversary of the assassination of the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Good evening. This is the Labor Talk. My name is Willie Terry, and I'm your host for this segment. On April 4th, 1968, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee, while he was in town supporting the striking sanitation workers. Last week, on April 4th, 2018, I attended a 50th anniversary commemoration of the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. at the Greater St. John's Church, located at 74 4th Avenue in Albany. This event was sponsored by a coalition of community and labor groups to remember that horrific event and to reflect on future struggles. There were several speakers who spoke about the assassination and how we should continue the struggle Dr. King started. A film was also shown entitled At the River I Stand about the King time in Memphis during the sanitation workers' struggle. Now, after the meeting, I talked to some of these speakers and guests to get a further insight as to how they felt about this day. And here are some of those interviews.
I'm Ange Morse. I'm the executive director of Schenectady County Human Rights Commission and part of our MLK coalition in Schenectady. And so I'm here with the Labor Federation as one of the co-sponsors of tonight's event for the 50th anniversary of commemorating the 50th anniversary of MLK's assassination. And we had a great turnout from the community, mainly the region, in celebration and commemorating Dr. King's assassination, remembering his legacy and vision that he left us 50 years ago.
I just want to ask you a question about the significance of the commemoration of Martin Luther King at this time, you know, in light of the Trump administration.
Yeah, so 50 years ago, Dr. King and the other civil rights leaders, mainly Dr. King, led the civil rights movement, and they were dealing with the issues that we're dealing with today: hatred and bigotry, inequality, injustices socially and economically. They were dealing with definitely racism. They were dealing with workers' rights, and that's why Dr. King went down to Memphis to stand in solidarity and to fight with the sanitation workers in Memphis. And if we fast forward till now, we have 50 years ago, we're dealing with the same issues. You know, we're dealing with the injustices of African Americans. We're dealing with the injustices of the criminal justice system with African Americans and people of color. We're dealing with the racism and the hatred and bigotry since the Trump administration. We've seen Charlottesville, definitely the gun violence, the senseless gun violence that's happening in our black community, but mainly throughout the nation. And Dr. King was a living example of definitely the gun violence. Someone assassinated him with a gun. And so right now, 50 years, we need to continue the legacy that he's done and continue to sound the alarm that he sounded alarm when he said about, you know, love only drives out hate, and that we have to be the living witnesses and epistles of doing the work in the spirit of love for our beloved community. And that's what Dr. King was all about. He was all about nonviolence. He was all about peace and hope and love. But yet, the other side of Martin was fighting for the little man, fighting for those who didn't have a voice, fighting for those that was being taken advantage of. And that's why he stood with the sanitation workers. That's why he went to Memphis. That's why he did the March on Washington and gave that speech, I Have a Dream. So 50 years later, we've made progress, but we have more work to do. And the work right now is daunting. We are in dark and dangerous times, but on the other side of the darkness is light, and we have to be the light in a dark situation and dark time. And Dr. King was the Moses. He led us to the promised land in that time. And now we got to continue the work and make sure that our promised land is led for our children and our next generation to come.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to get your comment on that.
Thank you.
And you say you work for the human rights?
Yes, I work for the Schenectady County. I'm Schenectady County Human Rights. I'm over there, Schenectady County Human Rights. Yes.
Oh, well, maybe I want to ask you one more question.
Yes.
Dr. King talked about on the film that we saw tonight about all workers have dignity.
Yes, sir.
And I'd just like to ask you, what's the current situation with, you know, black workers in Schenectady?
Yeah. So the current situation with black workers in Schenectady, there's got to be more work to be done. I'm on the front lines working with our agencies and our local elected officials and business community to make sure that people has fairness, access to opportunities, and equality, and making sure our workplaces represent the community that it serves. And so when our workplaces reflect the community that it serves, they benefit greatly from the diversity and inclusion. And so as African-American workers, a lot of them works in the public sector, either in government, or they work in the medical field or other sectors that their experiences and education can be utilized. However, it needs to be better. Some of the barriers of our African Americans getting employed or getting those jobs that are paying above minimum wage or above the salaries, high salaries, is because the educational background, the experience, or they have criminal records. And so we, right, as we commemorate Dr. King's legacy, definitely standing with labor unions and sanitation workers, that word dignity Dr. King used is powerful, because we got to make sure that all our workers has and represents the dignity, but also the value, and the not only the value, but make sure that they are appreciated and that they are being represented in all levels in our community. So I do make sure that that area is being addressed as well.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, my name is Jackie C. Williams. That's J-A-C-Q-U-I for people who are more accustomed to seeing it in print than hearing it. I am the founding director of Filling in the Gaps in American History, which is known as FIGA, and that's information on people of African descent who aren't usually in textbooks. And these days you can find more of that on Facebook, as I have to put the website back up. But I am still collecting information and reposting and asking people to check that out, and as a place to learn more about people that you've never known about. And these days I'm most active as a steering committee member of CAMI, Capital Area Against Mass Incarceration.
Okay, well, this 50 commemoration of Martin Luther King death, it was a good program tonight, and I just want to get your feelings on it.
Okay, the idea of having a combination commemoration celebration on the day, the anniversary that someone was killed, seems a little bit odd as far as a thought process, but it was really wonderful to see the coalition of groups who came together to put this on and to make sure that the room was filled with advocates and students of all ages, some legislators, there were some politicians, and church members and neighbors who've been working on a variety of campaigns who were here to see part of the movie At the River We Stand and to hear some words from different speakers. So I think it was a very successful program.
Okay. Thank you for that comment. All right. That's all the time that we have right now. We will have a part two of those interviews. This has been Labor Talk, and again, I'm your host for this segment, Willie Terry. Until next time, remember, the struggle continues.